flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The following is a paid program.
Saturday afternoon today, everybody. I am telling you now, this is Rich Orr, your host of Right at Home with Rich, and we are live at our office, at the office of Mosby Building Arts, and we are having our annual Stuff the Truck toy drive, and we are looking for help here. We are looking for anybody out there that can help us out. I've been talking about this for 2 or 3 weeks now, the time has arrived. It is present now. It is time to help out. If you're running around shopping, if you're out and about, or you know you're out in the Kirkwood area, we would absolutely love for you to stop by our office. The address is 645 Leffingwell Avenue. The zip code is 63122. And pay attention to the Kirkwood and the zip code, especially if you're GPSing, because there is a Leffingwell Avenue downtown, closer to our actual studios. And we are in Kirkwood. If you're familiar with the area, we are next door, kind of right behind, around the curve from the Puzzle Warehouse. And we are here to fill up our truck. We're here to gather some toys, gather some food. We have some food trucks outside. We have Santa inside. You can get your kids or your pets pictures with Santa. We're here till 2 o'clock, and we would love your help. Bring a toy up and donate, and just help us out if you're in the area. We would absolutely love the help. This is, I believe, the fourth or fifth year we've been doing this, and we always have really great turnout and great results, and we're just looking for everybody's help. Again, it is 645 Leffingwell Avenue, 63122. Bring any non-perishable food items or any unwrapped brand new toys. And what we're giving this to is the Food Bank of St. Louis, for all of the food, and then Friends of Kids with Cancer for all of the toys. And so, you know, great reason to give, great time to get out and just help out and do your part. And we love helping and trying to do our part and coming together as a family. So we're having a great time out here, and want to just see you guys and see your help. We just love seeing the smile and the appreciation and everything going on. We got a wonderful, wonderful Santa here. Santa has actually showed up, and he is here, and you can get your pictures with him. So it's a big deal to get him out for something like this. There's the one and only Santa, so come on out, get your picture taken. We got professional pictures going on. We got all kinds of stuff going on. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we go. I do want to remind everybody that we're still here to help. We're still here to help you out around your house. So if you have any type of questions around your house, anything inside out, anything about remodeling, feel free to give me a call. I'll still take calls today and see if we can help out and you know, go over some of your subjects and what you have going on. So The lines are open, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. Oh, my gosh. Did you hear that? Santa literally just walked by. That must mean he needs some more people to get some pictures and stuff with. He's roaming around having a good time. Come on in and see him. Donate a toy. Once again, it is 645 Leffingwell Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. And so today I'll be bringing some people in and out who's here having some fun with us and donating and giving back. And so I've got to start off here, one of our field guys, Kevin Marler, with me sitting here. He came in to donate some toys and some food and to just kind of, you know, have a good time with all of us and to kind of meet and learn all of us, because Kevin is pretty new with us, hasn't been here very long. We're constantly growing and you know, just trying to be better in everything that we do. And so we've been bringing people, a lot of people on the past 2, 3, 4 years, and really good growth. So, Kevin, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on, Rich.
So how do you like the event so far?
I love it. This is obviously my first event with Mosby here celebrating the holidays, trying to do some good things for the community, to gather up some toys for the kids and some non-perishable items for any folks that may be a little less fortunate than some of us. But yeah, it's just a great event, great sense of community, and you know, a lot of great people here today.
Yeah. You know, it is really great, and I just met you for the first time last night at our Christmas party. And how long have you been here now? Just a few months, couple months?
A few months, yep.
Yep, so, and you came on, and so I've heard some news, and this is something that I love about Mosby Building Arts, and for people out there that, you know, newer or don't know. So I've been here over 17 years now, and, you know, it is a different type of kind of community. It is a family. You know, and as we grow and get bigger, we're constantly, you know, trying to stay ahead of the industry and start new things and try different things. And we do some, you know, really, really big, luxurious jobs for some clients. And we do some very, very simple jobs, all the way down to we've done some time and material stuff in the past for some of our repeat clients. Mm-hmm. You know, so nothing's too big or too small. And so we don't have any details, but I hear we're looking at starting just another division that's kind of some quick, you know, handyman type stuff to kind of fill in that space where we've been doing that for quite a while. And they're going to have you kind of as a big part of managing that, correct?
Correct, yeah. Prior to Mosby, I worked as a certified home inspector. So it's one of those things, we want to help people out with any little maintenance items that they may have that they may not even be aware of. So, you know, if anyone has any small upgrades to the home, you know, whether it's cleaning gutters or, you know, installing GFIs above countertops, any of those types of things, those are things we can help out with. And we can help out with larger things. But, you know, your home is obviously a huge investment. We want to help you take care of it.
Yeah. And that's, you know, something that we've kind of strived for since the day that I even, you know, even before I started here, but the day that I started, you know, how do we do things the right way? How do we service the best way possible? And we've brought that into everything that we've done. And so we've got our right bath division. We've got our right kitchen division. We've got our exteriors division. So we do roofing, siding, windows, gutters, all that type of stuff. And we've always had the need for these, you know, I just need to stay in my home. I just need help with my home. I need this. Is this too big for you or too small for you? And, you know, and so we do all of those size projects. And so having somebody on that's going to help manage and, you know, run that stuff so that we can continue to help out everybody, I think is a great thing. And I love to see the next step of Mosby. I'm sure we'll be talking about it next year on the radio and, you know, how it's happening and stuff. It's a brand new thing. These things take months to start and put together. And I know our right path took really years, a couple of years that we were working on it and trying things out and seeing how it works. So it's awesome. you know, that we do that. And I got to tell you, Kevin, you found yourself a great home. I think you're going to love it here.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll be talking to you again on the radio about 15 years from now as things are still working out and doing great.
I look forward to it.
That's what we strive for. We got a ton of people that have been here for years, and it's just a great environment. So I really appreciate you coming on the air with me and doing this quick conversation and really donating, giving back, and, you know, getting the type of people that want to help do that and get in here and help out. That's what we're all about. So it's, it looks like we really found a great person here. So
yeah, I appreciate it.
I appreciate you doing it. And I think we're going to get to our first break here. And I want to remind everybody, come on in and check us out and bring in a toy or some food, 645 Leffingwell Avenue, 63122. Don't forget that zip code, 63122. Come on in and check us out and see Santa and see what's going on. And we're just having a blast here. So we will get a little more into this when we return. All right. We are having a great time here for a couple of great causes at our office, Mosby office out in Kirkwood, 645 Leffingwell Avenue, 63122. Come and see us, drop off some food, drop off a new toy, and just, you know, it feels so good to be a part of something like this and help out and really just give back and be able to have the opportunity to do that. So I want to invite everybody to do that. You know, swing on by if you're out, you know, Christmas shopping or anything. Just grab something simple and bring it on by. The little things mean a lot. So come on by and help us out. And I do want to remind everybody that we do have time for some calls. So if you have any questions, remodeling around your house, anything around your house inside and out, you can give us a call, 314-241-9797, and we would love to get some of your subjects and, you know, see what's going on for you out there and see if we can help you out just like we're helping everybody out. So speaking of helping out around the area, I have with me, just walked in here, Will from the St. Louis Area Food Bank. So, Will, how's everything going for us this afternoon?
Great. I was actually looking around at the donations before I came in, and it's a lot of great stuff. I don't know, everyone seemed really happy to be here. It's great being here. I'm really excited to see the turnout.
Awesome. Yeah, and I think last year we ended up with like 1,200 pounds of food or something that ended up getting donated. So.
Yeah, it was a huge amount last year, and I know I'm looking forward to coming back on Monday and loading this all up into a truck and spending the morning moving it back there.
Yeah, no, that's great. And so, you know, just kind of explain to us all, so we just get an understanding of how we help when we do things like that and the importance of it. So what exactly does the St. Louis Area Food Bank do, and how do you get your food around, and where does it go to and everything?
Yeah, so we are, we're actually located out in Bridgeton, and we have a large warehouse there. And so what happens with this food is after it's donated, it comes back there and we're able to kind of sort it into, like there's a lot of personal care items. We're able to put those together and canned goods and items like that. And then over 500 different hunger relief agencies. So things like soup kitchens, food pantries, there's some senior homes, places like that that work on alleviating hunger in 14 counties here in Missouri and 12 in Illinois can then let us know when they need that, and we're able to deliver it to them because we actually have a fleet of trucks, and so we take it to them. Sometimes they come and pick it up, but you know, we're able to deliver it to them as they need it, so they don't have to, you know, get a huge amount this season and then wait and hold that. We're able to hold it for them.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. So, and you go, did you say you went into Illinois also?
Yeah, we cover 12 counties over in Illinois.
Okay, wow. So a big outreach, you know, all around the boat bi-state area here. That's awesome. So what, I know it doesn't take a lot, and some of this food is pretty simple. And if you just, you know, canned goods, stuff like that, it's not a lot of money sometimes to donate just a few things. But is there ways people, if they just can't donate financially but maybe they have time on their hands, is there, you know, ways they can volunteer and things like that to help out?
Yeah, absolutely. If you visit our site at sclfoodbank.org, you can see our volunteer opportunities, and even if you can't make it out to Bridgeton, you can check there, because we do food distribution out in all those counties we work in. It's at different times of the year, but we'll actually take a truck out there, and we give that food out to people in need if it's an underserviced area. And so if that's something that you are interested in, you find it where we're not, you know, you can't make it out to Bridgeton, but you want to come and help us out there, it's a really great way to help. And all those little small things, that goes a long way for when you're thinking of a family that you're helping, or, you know, just a few canned goods. That gives someone security for a day, for a week even. That's comfort and security that you're providing, and that's great. That goes a long way to someone.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And, you know, we love being able to help out like this, and we love being able to, you know, take some time to give back and try and help like this. So do you guys have many events like this throughout the year where they're setting up things to try and, you know, gather food and get more in?
There are a few. These typically tend to be the things that do really well. That's been mm-hmm. awesome to see, is whenever, you know, it's a specific event. So this has been great to see. This time of year, there's quite a few companies and stuff are interested in doing food drives, and a lot of them will have, like, donation bins, and they collect it. But to see a specific event for collecting, that's great. And it happens occasionally, but it's really cool to see your guys' spin on it and this unique event going on.
Yeah, no, and we have a ton of fun out here doing it. And and I was kind of talking with, I think his name was Ryan last week.
Yes.
From you guys, and we went over a lot of different stuff that you do, but I was just really astonished at some of the numbers of the people out there that actually need this service. Yeah. You know, it's quite amazing.
Yeah, I think it's 392,000 people that we work with throughout the year that we will work on providing food with. And we also try and keep in mind there are a lot of people out there who were one paycheck away from needing that services. And those are a lot of the people we're covering, as someone who may have been financially fine for a while, and then, you know, something goes wrong and you occasionally need a little help. And so there's a lot of people like that out there.
Oh, absolutely. And it comes and goes for people. And, you know, it may be closer to home than you think, with people that you even know that, you know, you may work alongside of them. These people have jobs, they're working, they're, you know, but they're choosing between, you know, buying gas and getting to work and eating, or a house payment and eating. And it's, you know, it's a shame. And I wish nobody had to do that, but it's great. This is a great way to try and help that out.
Yeah, and this is a really great time of year, too, because of all those choices and because the holidays coming up, to be able to give back. And, you know, like I said, it's giving those people a little bit of comfort and security at a time of year when it's really hard to not have that.
So, yeah.
You know, it's great. It's like you are giving so many people, like, this gift that goes, it's more than just food.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, speaking of more than just food, so other than food items, what kind of items would be good to think about donating as you're getting food, too? Is there other things?
Personal care items. I can see some right now outside the door. So things like toilet paper, toothpaste, toothbrushes, all those things are really great to give. A lot of times, because those are kind of harder for people to get a hold of, those are something that pantries don't get a lot of, and sometimes, like, some benefits, like SNAP benefits, don't cover those items.
Yeah.
And so it's a really great item and they don't ever expire. So it's something that you can hold on to for a while. Those are great items, and then food is always great. Food always goes a really long way.
Yeah, and another thing that we kind of went over before, too, that I want to remind everybody about is the importance of getting food that's healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, can you talk a little bit on what's the importance in that, and, you know, what you guys are looking for?
Yeah, so nutritionally dense food, things like canned vegetables, canned proteins, like canned tuna and canned chicken, those are items that are hard to get a hold of for food pantries and stuff, because they tend to be sold pretty quickly and they tend to have such a long expiration date, that those are really great items to donate, because they cover an area that's really hard for us to really get. We can't buy as much protein as needed in this community. We get a lot of produce and stuff donated, but it's at like canned protein items that are fantastic, and they help fill in those gaps in the diet that we're working on.
Yeah, and I was, that was another thing that I was, you know, kind of astonished on and had never really thought about, but you know, when you do have people in need and they are working and things and they're trying to get by, they're going to select, when they can buy food, they're going to buy cheaper food, and cheaper food is not healthy.
Yeah, it's kind of an unfortunate setup that it's unhealthy in a lot of times. The way to do healthy cheap is it takes a lot of time to prepare. And sometimes that's something that they're also very short on, is they don't have the time to, you know, they may not have the time to prepare fresh fruits and vegetables. And so, you know, covering those holes are something that, especially now, a lot of food banks are trying to are moving in the direction of getting healthier donations. And we're definitely trying to work on that.
Yeah. So keep away from the Twinkies. Yeah. Tuna sounds like a good thing to
tuna's
find.
Great. Cans of mixed vegetables are really great. Pasta is another one that it's very close to a meal. It's filling and it can feed a family.
All right. So, hey, I want to thank you for being here and coming on and everything. And can you tell us one more time real quick for the listeners how they can get a hold of you, website, stuff like that, or how they can donate or volunteer?
Yeah. So you can go to stlfoodbank.org, and we have tabs for how to get involved. And you can volunteer through that. You can do food drives, all sorts of things. And we're more than happy any help we can get.
Perfect. Thank you, Will. Thanks for coming on. And we will talk more about some of these things when we return. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is a glorious, glorious Saturday here. We are live at our office. If you are just tuning in, we are doing our annual Stuff the Truck toy drive and food drive. And this is the second year we've done the food drive with it. And, you know, we're just looking for a little help from the community. We're trying to get everyone together and really help out. And so if you are out running around and you can grab just a new unwrapped toy, or you can grab a little bit of food, if you're grocery shopping, just pick up a couple extra cans, you know, of, like we just spoke with Will, get something, you know, healthy, high protein, tuna, mixed vegetables, things like that. Bring them into our office. The address is 645 Leffingwell Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. We're actually in Kirkwood. Remember the zip code, 63122, because there is a Leffingwell downtown. If you GPS it, make sure you're coming to Kirkwood. If you're familiar around Kirkwood, we are right around the corner, directly behind the Puzzle Warehouse. So we're here. We're just collecting things. We're trying to help out, and we are trying to support Friends of Kids with Cancer with all of the toys, and the St. Louis Area Food Bank with all of the food. And we have a lot of cool things going on around here. We have Santa in the house. He is doing pictures. He'll do pictures with your kids. He'll do pictures with you or your pets. Doesn't matter. And we outside, we have a couple of food trucks. We have the Blues Fired Pizza Truck, and we also have Sweet Divine. It's a cupcake truck, and I got to tell you, these cupcakes are absolutely fabulous. They actually won the Cupcake Wars thing one year, like a TV show that they were on in one of those competition shows. And so those cupcakes are absolutely fabulous. And speaking of people dropping in and helping out and donating some toys and some food and stuff, I actually have one of our extended family members here, and I'm going to try and get your last name right, but Kevin McMahill, right? And he's with K-Mac Roofing, and he partners with Mosby Building Arts on some of our projects when we have roofing involved, and has been working with us, like I've talked about on the air, for we pick people, we work with them and build relationships, and we do these things for years and years, and that's how we just get great jobs and great service and everything. So Kevin stopped in to do some donating, so I grabbed him by his collar and pulled him in. Kevin, how's it going today?
Just fine. How about yourself?
It is going really good. I am having a great time, and I want to remind everybody, we're going to be here till 2 o'clock, so if you want to come in, and check out the setup for the radio, or meet me after the show from 1 to 2. I'll just be hanging out and, you know, helping out around here, gathering the toys and things like that. So I want to invite everybody to stop by and do that. So, Kevin, you brought some toys and stuff in for us?
Yeah, I brought a few cases of canned goods, canned food, and a box full of toys.
Awesome.
New toys that we picked up this morning.
That is great. And, you know, I this just kind of shows how, you know, we try and outreach and we try and be like a family, even with all of the people around us. We look at everybody the same, not just employees, but partners, clients, everybody around. We want to do good things, and we're about, you know, building relationships and everything. So I think it's really great that you stopped in and you know, wanted to do that and wanted to help out.
Yeah, I just happened to run into you last week, and we were talking about the radio show, and you mentioned it, and
yep.
I thought it was a great idea, so my wife and I went out this morning and, like I said, picked up a few cases of canned food and brought in some toys.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been in the roofing business?
We've been in it right at 30 years.
Oh, wow.
I don't look that old, but I am. I didn't look it up to see, but I know we've been doing work for Mosby for at least 12 years and maybe a couple years more than that.
Yeah, we've been working, me and you directly connected pretty closely for, a whole lot of years. So
yep, a bunch.
It's, you know, it's great, and, you know, to have those relationships, and it really, you know, this doing these events and doing things like this, and when you're around good people and you want to help out, it kind of truly makes you a family.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
You know, I talk all the time about, you know, we've got, even here, just employees, we've got like 100 or more, you know, people here at Mosby Building Arts, and it's like, you kind of look and think, how do you make that a family?
Right.
You
right.
know, and I'm like, wow, there's some big families out there, but, you know, there's a lot of smaller families that don't stay connected as this.
Right. Right.
You know, and so it's just a great thing, and it's a great way to run the business, and you know, a great way to be. You just get really good results for everybody, and we try and pick, you know, like-minded, you know, companies, people that run them, and how we get through this and perform work and everything. And,
right. And I always think about it when we're doing work for Mosby. If there's ever a question about anything, the answer is, what's the right way to do it? Simple as that. And you don't ever have to think about anything. It's real simple.
Yeah. That's very true. Go with the right way. Go with the best way that you know, and that's going to be kind of a minimum standard.
Makes it easy.
You know, when we're around. Well, and honestly, roofing is, it's kind of a hard subject for people because you've got, you know, the storm chasers, and you got people trying to, you know, make a quick buck, and you got them not doing things the best way.
That's true, and there's more and more of them all the time, it seems.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, even the remodeling industry as a whole, you know, when you look at like complaints into the Better Business Bureau, remodeling, roofing, siding, all this stuff, we've actually surpassed the automobile industry.
That's right.
There's more complaints about, you know, the remodeling industry as a whole than there is about, you know, used car salesmen anymore. That's how much our times have turned around and changed on us. So.
I believe roofing is right up there close to the top.
Yeah. No, I think it absolutely is. And so, you know, it's hard to really, you know, create something great out of that, and you know, some people just look that way and think, oh my gosh, you know. So that's why we look for somebody in the area, been in the area a long time, and have a long, you know, outstanding relationship with that person,
right
you know, and coming together. So I remember years ago when we were getting certified in the CertainTeed shingles, we have some of our own employees that do some roofing and roofing repairs and different things, and you know, when we were all getting certified in that, We had all of our sales consultants in that training. We had all of our project managers. We had some roofing installers. But we had your roofing installers.
Right.
In that. Remember
here.
That?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
And,
sure.
You know.
That's been quite a few years ago.
That has been. But it's, you know, it just shows, and even for years, how we've been doing this is like if everybody doesn't know and understand how to do it and what's happening, then you're going to fail somewhere down that line.
That's exactly right.
You know, and I think that's the biggest problem, personally, I would say, with the remodeling industry, with the roofing, with complaints and stuff, is you just got all these people just selling stuff and, you know, having 1099 people just jump out and do the work, and they don't even know who those people are half the time. They're like, just, oh wow, we got more roofs to do, just get more crews, you know.
Right.
And have you ever
make,
done this,
make the phone call, get another crew in here.
Exactly. And you're like, well, but who are they and how long have they been here and are they really going to do, you know, the right thing? And I want to tell you a little story while we're here, because years ago when we had a hailstorm out in O'Fallon, and my house got hail damage, and there was a lot of companies running around O'Fallon from all this damage, you know, throwing out signs and doing roofs, and I even have some pictures from back then of literally pictures of watching other people install roofs wrong. And when you performed the roof on my house,
yes,
and my neighbor catty corner to me came over and was like, hey, he said, who did that, you know? And I'm like, well, why, you know? And he's like, well, he says, I, you know, he worked from home, and he was like, I've been watching all these houses get roofs in like 4 hours,
right,
with like 18 people, you know, and they're they're doing two houses and you know, two or three in a day. And he goes, yours was the first house that took more than a day to put a roof on, you know, that I've seen.
That's an issue with the subcontracting the labor.
Yeah.
And it's become the standard in St. Louis to where a salesman goes in, sells a job, and subcontracts it to somebody,
yeah,
to get the labor done. All of our employees are direct employees. We don't do any subcontracting. So
exactly like Mosby, yeah.
Exactly. So they're not motivated to get the job. The subcontractors, the faster they get the job done, the more money they make.
Yeah.
Our guys, it doesn't matter if it takes them a day or a week. They're getting paid by the hour, so there's no motivation to hurry, to get it done in a hurry, so they make more money. They're making the same every hour. So it doesn't matter how long it takes them. They do a good job.
Yeah, and a lot of these subcontractors are, you know, running off to different cities and stuff.
Oh,
with
yeah,
the storms and things.
Too.
So they don't also have to worry about getting that phone call and coming back.
Right.
Because
right.
They're not
they're
around
gonna
for
be
it.
Here.
Yeah, yeah. They're in, you know, they're down in Texas with the next storm or something.
And, correct.
You know, can you even find them? And something I've often talked about was, you know, watch the phone numbers, because they'll get little, you know, quick cell phones with our area code.
They do.
And you think that you're calling someone, you know, you're calling a phone from this area code, but you're not calling a person from this area code. So you end up with somebody that's literally 2-4 years later, you can't even find them. And so your guys are like our guys. They got to think about, oh, wow, I'm going to have a boss say, well, why are we having to go back on that?
Exactly.
Job?
And you don't want to be the guy going back.
Exactly. So, hey, I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate you stopping by and donating. And
glad to do it. Glad
I appreciate it. You being a part of the Mosby family for sure, yes. Man. It's really great working with you for so
same
many
here,
years.
Same here, Rich. Thank you.
So, hey, I want to remind everybody else out there, we're going to get into our last break here, but come on out. Get a part of this. We got an hour and 15 minutes left out here and 15 minutes left on the show. So drop off a toy, some food. Help us out. We're here looking for your help. So we'll be back in just a minute. All right. We are back. And, man, we are having a great time here. We are at our office live. We are having our annual Stuff the Truck toy drive. And we got a lot going on here. And, you know, I just absolutely love this. I can't almost help myself. Just being around the whole Mosby family, being around everybody and meeting new people like Kevin I had on, and the first Kevin from our field, and then Kevin that I've worked with for years with roofing and stuff. And, you know, just seeing everybody with a big smile and donating and giving back, it's just an awesome thing, and we all absolutely love it. You can really see it in the smile in the eyes of the people around you of how much a difference it's making. So, and it's so great because not only do you make a difference in other people's lives, but I think it makes a huge difference in our lives and how we come together and know each other and grow and, you know, all that fun stuff. So speaking of this Mosby family, I have with me one of our other senior sales consultants, Denny Kaur, has been with us for quite a while here. Denny, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Rich. How about you?
Awesome. Just having a great time. And, you know, talking about, you know, kind of like I was talking with Kevin from KMAC Roofing about the extended time and everything like that and you know, how we work with our trade partners and our internal, you know, workers and clients and external clients. And so you were actually, before you came to work with Mosby, you were actually a siding company that we performed work with years ago.
You and I worked together a couple different jobs.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's such a great thing because, and this has happened not just with you, but with our plumber and with several other people, our brick mason, Randy mm-hmm. Sloss. You know, people see such a great thing going on here that they just want to be a part of it. Can you kind of touch on that and what kind of, you know, brought you in and made you think this would be a great place for you?
You know, I remember I was in a spot where I was just kind of looking for something different. You know, I'd been doing what I'd been doing for a long time. And I think I've told you this story before, but so we were doing the home show out in St. Charles. Mm-hmm. Scott, of course, had his booth set up, and he'd come over. I had a booth set up with my business. And,
yeah.
So I just thought, you know, how's it going, Scott? And he said, oh, you're doing good, and how are you doing? And he said, well, you know, we're doing okay. And I said, but just being a smart aleck, I said, but, you know, if I don't sell a bunch of jobs out of this home show, I just might have to come to work for you. So, and before you know it, here I am, you know. So, but it's been a great opportunity for me, you know, as I've get close to looking at the end of my career, which is fortunately coming sooner or later. I don't know if that's fortunate or not, but it's a great place to work. You know, the people, as you said, the family environment here, the attitude that people have here, it's just been a great, great place. Doing things like this event today, you know, where we can give back to the community, and you were mentioning that early as well, that there's just so much to be able to that we can give back because of the fact that people have been so nice to us over the years. And just in my relatively short time here with Mosby, it's been a great, great, great fit for me. And I love the people that are here, you know. We had our Christmas party last night, and it was great to see everybody out there. You know, what can you? It's hard to complain. In fact, I was walking through the office and saw all the different areas all decorated, and somebody else who was not a Mosby employee was walking through and says, it's hard to imagine that anybody actually gets any work done here. but you know, we have a good time, but it's but we also get things done, and there's it's a quality company that really does the quality work that people are looking for, and you know, what more can you ask for?
Well, and I think that's, you know, almost what you need out of any company, no matter what you're doing, no matter, you know, if you're like I was talking to Paul's wife last night that, you know, they do clothing, you know, no matter what you're doing, it's about, you know, solving a solution for somebody. It's about getting to the actual issue or the need mm-hmm. that they want. It's really not about selling work or a product. It's about making sure you've got the right fit for them and all of that. And I think it's something that we've done extremely well here over the years with Mosby. And we look at that overall as a whole in everything that we do, not just looking at work, but, you know, how do we even have relationships with, like, the roofer and with the plumber and with the different people. And, You know, I think that's what everybody just really appreciates and loves about it.
Oh, sure, sure. And as I said, it's this event today. We've got all these people. People have been flocking in here, bringing in food and toys. You know, it's a testimony to the organization that people are doing that. You know, it's also a testimony to you on this show and some of the other things that we do here that we, you know, we do it right. That's our motto. That's what drives us, and we want to make sure we are, serving the people that we've been blessed to be able to be around. And when they come in and ask us to do work, we look at it and figure out the right job for them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think when you do the not just the right work, but the right thing for people, and when you really take what people need, and when you really care about them and what you're doing,
right.
They know that, they see that. And then it's a culture around everyone in the whole office and how, you know, things run to where, you know, perfect example is Wednesday, I had a meeting about the radio show with the president, Mark McClanahan was in there, and some marketing, you know, people, Noel, who I had on last week, was a part of that. And I was late to that meeting because one of my clients came in to donate. She comes in every year for this event, but she couldn't make it this year. So she stopped in Wednesday morning and was dropping off some toys and food and stuff. And so I stood out front and you know, kind of talked to her for a minute, made me about 5 minutes late to this meeting. But no, everybody was like, oh, that's a great reason to be late. Like, we were fine, you know, we'll get through this. And, you know, and that's, I think that means everything.
It does. It does. I mean, again, the culture that we have here is just a great place to work. It's been an honor for me to be here and to know people like yourself. I mean, that's really the cool thing. But as you said, we get the blessing of these wonderful clients that we get. And, yeah, what more can you ask for?
No, exactly. And it's just, you know, it's just a different way to do things, and you know, it's what makes us, you know, that one of the best workplaces in St. Louis when we vote and all that with the Post-Dispatch Award and all that stuff. It's just really great. So, but hey, I want to thank you for being a part of this and our relationship for so many years, even before you worked here and through now, and coming in and donating and just, you know, helping out with everything, and then joining me on the show. It was great. Thanks for being on.
All right. Well, thank you.
And I think we're just about out of time, so I want to remind everybody real quick, we got one more hour out here. You can stop by and donate. The address, 645 Leffingwell Avenue, 63122. Keep that zip code, 63122. We're in Kirkwood, right by the Puzzle Warehouse. And if I don't see you here in the next hour, I will talk to everybody next week. Have a good week.
More at 971talk.com.